Ravens Game Plan has been brought to you by M&T Bank. Get the exclusive Ravens check card only at M&T Bank. Visit any M&T Bank branch or ravenschecking.com today.
And on this Week 17 edition of Ravens Game Plan, it is time for Scouts Honor with a happy Eric DaCosta. Thanks for joining us. I shared a moment at the end of the game yesterday when the Ravens were about to celebrate, and you had that look of somewhat relief, somewhat joy, and you said, hey, you took out the defending Super Bowl champions. When you look back at this, not a bad accomplishment.
No, I think the guys really rallied yesterday, Larry. It was a must-win game for us. I was proud of the way the veterans played, but also quite proud of the way the younger guys played. A lot of guys stepped up, made critical plays at key moments. The coaching staff did an awesome job, and it was really gratifying to win the game.
We'll talk about a couple of those young guys because it was fascinating to see an Omar Brown playing dime corner, getting a sack, and the way his teammates were like, Omar! Like, they were as happy for him as anybody. We remember he was a guy that just found the ball like crazy in the preseason, and then you don't see him for 4 months, and then he makes a huge play on Sunday in Week 16. You guys knew he had that kind of instinctive flair about himself?
Well, he's practiced very well. And he's practiced hard each and every week. And he does have a knack for making big plays. The ball seems to find him, and that's a good quality. Very similar to a guy like Will Demps, who played for us years ago and had a knack for making big plays. And I think Omar's a guy, when he's got the chance, whether it's recovering a fumble last week, whether it's, you know, getting a sack this week, he's made plays.
Of course, Will had Roberto Duran hands of stone, but not Omar's got softer ones, perhaps. The other Brown, Shockey Brown, was targeted more than any other receiver, the cover guy, by Manning. You know, in the league this time of year, that third, fourth, fifth corner is really going to be challenged like crazy. You see it every week. Shockey's held up very, very well for you.
Well, he had a bullseye on his chest yesterday, and he held up extremely well. He made a lot of big plays. I think he had 4 PBUs, and we've seen that upside from him. That's the reason why we drafted him, and he has a lot of talent, and he's starting to put it together. He's been an outstanding special teams player for us. He works very hard in practice. He's dialed in. He's focused, and yesterday he came up very big.
Even to see the fans saying, who is that Hamilton kid that's making special teams plays? You elevate a guy, you know, 24 hours before game time, and then they make plays on Sundays. That's gratifying for a personnel group.
Well, it is, and I think the credit for that goes to Chad and Vince and those guys upstairs that scouted him in the preseason. We did some work on him coming out of Prairie View, all the sacks and different things, and we were able to get him on our practice squad, convince him to sign with us rather than other teams. And he's another guy. He's shown up in practice a little bit. I had the chance to come in this week and make some big plays. Well, we needed him to come in and make some big plays. He helped out Jerry's group, and I think if he gets the chance to show some things on defense over the next couple of weeks, he will.
It is fascinating to watch. All right, let's talk a little bit about the team we're playing on Sunday, the Cincinnati Bengals, from a different perspective. I remember walking out after the last day of the draft saying, man, the Bengals had an incredible draft. They had the Carson Palmer picks, big-name guys, skill position guys, All-American. Hasn't really shown up a ton throughout the season. But do you remember on draft day saying, well, the Bengals, you'd have to grade them out pretty good?
Well, they've done an outstanding job the last couple of years of building that roster. I think Duke Tobin does a good job. Marvin Lewis is very involved with the draft and scouts players quite a bit. And their coaching staff really does a lot of work in terms of the draft, too. And, you know, last year they took some guys that we really liked with Dre Kirkpatrick from Alabama. We knew a lot about him as a corner. And he's a very good press corner who does a lot of really nice things, good size, talented player. And then Kevin Zeitler from Wisconsin was a guy that we really liked as an offensive guard, swing guy who could play both spots, tough, smart, on his feet, athletic, really fits their running game. Very well. They've done a good job. You know, whether it's this year drafting Geno Atkins, who's a stud a couple of years ago, they've added A.J. Green, Dalton. I mean, they've built their team through the draft, and it's been impressive.
And when Mohamed Sanu was playing, he seemed to really add another element. The stress fractures knocked him back, but there's a guy that, again, adds that other dimension for them.
Very physical, Anquan Boldin type receiver, very good routes, excellent hand-eye coordination, tough to bring down. That injury set them back a little bit, but they've had some other guys like Hawkins who have been able to emerge and really be good playmakers for them.
And the most intriguing guy of all might be that Vontaze Burfict or whatever. He was a guy that was linked to the Ravens in all the early mock drafts, looked like a top 10 pick, fell out of the draft completely, and has had an outstanding year. Take us back. Why was he so highly sought, and then why did he disappear, and then why is he so good right now?
Well, he was a very, very talented player in college who had very good years his first couple of years. Didn't play quite as well last year, although he had some production. Went to the combine, didn't test real well at the combine, didn't have good numbers, had some injuries, had some other issues, and he fell out of the draft. And I think to Marvin's credit, they do a great job. Marvin's always had a great feel for linebackers, going back as far as guys like Jamie Sharper, who we scouted for us, and Peter Bulwer, and guys like that in Baltimore. Marvin's been around a lot of great linebackers, started out in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. He knows a good linebacker when he sees one. They were able to get perfect, and he's been a find for him.
For your group, what's the next week to 10 days like? Are there roster freezes? Do you have the same kind of manipulations you can make in the regular season? You guys shut down. How do you play the next 10 days?
Well, the biggest thing we'll be trying to do is watching all the other playoff teams in the AFC. We'll have the chance to scout those teams. We'll have a bunch of guys out, whereas we normally have one guy going out and looking at teams. We'll have a couple guys going out now, scouring the playoff teams, looking at the rosters. We've fortunately played most of these teams other than Indy this season and in the past, so we'll have the chance to really hone in on those teams. We do have the ability to look at other players on rosters, practice squads, and things like that for teams that are still playing. Obviously, this week we can steal anybody we want off a practice squad, but moving forward after the season, we're a little bit more restricted, but we'll continue to work guys out if need be. We're hoping to get some guys back that have had some injuries and get some guys playing and practicing. We'll have to figure out what our game plan is going to be this week in terms of the game and in terms of how we want to play guys. And we've fortunately came out of the game, I think, feeling pretty good health-wise, so we'll just have to wait and see.
And you got a home playoff game to look forward to, huh?
We're very excited about that. I know our fans are excited about that, and hopefully we can put a good performance together.
And that'll follow the Week 17 game at the Cincinnati Bengals. Our thanks to Eric DaCosta for joining us for Scouts Honor. I'm Larry Rosen. We'll see you next week for a Week 17 edition of Ravens Game Plan.